morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, December 5th, 2017. We have 15 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect from 7 a.m. this morning through this evening, and a small craft advisory for winds in effect from this afternoon through Wednesday morning. So those two advisories often go hand in hand because the wind whips up the waves, and together they, the higher the winds get, the higher the waves get in terms of those local wind waves. Today, our forecast calls for northeast winds, 10 to 15 knots, rising to 15 to 20, and gusts as high as 25 knots. Wind waves from the northeast, 4 feet high at about 5 seconds apart, and northwest swells, 6 feet at 15 seconds apart, building to 9 feet later on in the day. And I was thinking about the wind and the colder weather. It's 40 degrees Fahrenheit on the Tillicum House porch here in Astoria. If you take that and add it to a 25-knot gusty wind, and you get a wind chill factor of 29 degrees Fahrenheit. So people who are out on the water and need to be at, or even out on the beach today, you need to bundle up because that wind chill factor is going to make it feel much colder than it is. Well, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. And then after that, we're going to talk about the phenomenon of eddies in rivers and where you can even see one off the Astoria waterfront. But first, let's look at what's happening today. We have 6 inbounders. We have 6 in the Astoria anchorage. And we have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Clipper Tenacious. She's arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for Kalama. She could be bringing in a cargo of big rolls of steel, and that is a cargo that needs a lot of securing inside the vessel, especially at this time of year when the weather tends to be kind of difficult out there. So these cargoes that are referred to broadly as break bulk cargoes, when you have a bunch of objects inside a ship instead of, say, a big load of grain or containers or things like that, it's referred to as generally as break bulk cargo. When you have things like that that are heavy, and if they could get loose, they could fly around or bounce around inside the ship, those have to be secured very well at sea, especially in stormy weather, because if a cargo like that came loose and it all rolled to one side of the ship, it could cause the ship to roll over and sink in a matter of minutes. So a lot of effort and time and planning goes into carefully securing the cargoes, these cargoes that are in ships. And things like cars are very carefully fastened down inside so they can't go rolling around inside there when they're out at sea. The Clipper Tenacious will pass Astoria around 7:30 a.m. You might see her in Kalama by about 12:30 p.m. The ATB Pride is arriving from Ferndale, headed for Portland. She's an articulated tug and barge rig with refined petroleum on board. She'll pass Astoria around 9 a.m. and arrive in Portland around 4 p.m. The Kite Arrow is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She could be picking up a cargo of copper concentrate at the port of Vancouver. That's my best guess on that. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 this morning. You might see her in Vancouver at about 4:30 p.m. The Glovis Chorus is arriving from offshore, headed for Portland. She's a car carrier with Hyundais on board. She'll pass Astoria around 12:30 p.m. and arrive at the port of Portland at about 6:30 p.m. this evening. The Pacific Noble is arriving from offshore, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She's going to the port of Portland to pick up potash. She'll pass Astoria around 9:30 p.m. You might see her around 3 a.m. if you're up real early or really late, depending on how you look at it, on Wednesday morning at the Port of Vancouver. The tug C-SPAN Raider is arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for the Port of Astoria. She'll arrive there around 10:30 p.m., and what she could be doing is coming in to pick up a barge that may be anchored off of Tongue Point. That's sometimes what tugs do that are coming down from the Puget Sound area to here, coming southward. They come in usually towing a barge that they hand off to an American flag tug, and then they come in and pick up another tug and take it back out to sea. So that could be what's happening there. In the Astoria anchorage, we have the Asia Greca headed for Longview today to pick up wheat. She was departing at about 2 a.m. That would have put her in Longview at about 5:30 a.m. And that leaves the Glorious Hope, the Sea Wind, the KM London, the Ocean Tianbao, and the Aurelia all awaiting orders at the off the downtown waterfront in Astoria. In our outbounders heading downriver and out to sea today, the African Rook is leaving Portland with potash on board. She'll be leaving around 3 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 a.m., and the Patani is leaving Longview carrying wheat at about 5 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8:30 a.m. The Global Garland leaving Longview with logs around 2 p.m. could pass Astoria outbound around 5:30 p.m. and the Alpha Wisdom leaving Vancouver carrying wheat leaving around 9 p.m. passing Astoria outbound around 3 a.m. on Wednesday, and the Kenora leaving Kalama carrying corn, soy, or maybe wheat leaving around 10 p.m. passing Astoria outbound around 3 a.m. on Wednesday. Well, I'm reading this really neat book that I told you about yesterday. It's called How to Read Water, Clues and Patterns from Puddles to the Sea. The author is Tristan Gooley, and it's really a fun read. If you're a kind of a water geek like me, there's all sorts of fun information in this book. So I've been reading about the phenomenon of eddies, and I wanted to share a little bit about that with you and then tell you where you might see one off the Astoria waterfront. So this is from the book. It's a definition of eddies and a little bit more information about it. When water that is flowing down a river passes any obstruction, it might be a huge bridge pillar or much smaller, like a low twig from a tree, the water will begin to spin just downstream of that obstruction. This is an eddy. Quite often, a series of eddies are created in a river that team up and lead to a steady flow of water that is moving in the opposite direction to the river itself. This has the effect of creating a very small stream flowing steadily in the opposite direction to the main river. This counterflow is most common and easy to see at the edge of the river, where the riverbank is slowing the flow of the river's water. So I've been out in the river sailing quite a bit in past years. And one of the things that occurred that happened once when we were sailing out off the downtown waterfront in Astoria near the Maritime Museum is that the ebb current, or the current that we were in, was so strong that we were sailing backwards. It was stronger than the wind. So one of the people on the boat said, well, let's move a little closer to shore. We can catch an eddy and then we can sail in the direction that we're trying to go. And that's what we did. And the river was actually moving opposite to the current. So during the heavy ebb current on Sunday this week, I went down to the Maritime Museum and looked out at the river where the ebb current was really racing along, and I saw that eddy. You could plainly see that the current in the river, the main stem of the river in the channel, was heading racing toward the ocean. But nearer to shore, there was an area where a section of the river off to the side was moving in the opposite direction. That is an eddy. And if you know where eddies can be, people can get to know where eddies are if they know the river and use them to their advantage, as we did. In more unpredictable parts of the river, say out at the mouth of the river, by the Columbia River Bar, there can be unpredictable eddies that can be very dangerous and can spin vessels around because, as you know from the definition I just read, that the water tends to go in a circle. So people who are kayaking are always watching for eddies around boulders because they can create a circular kind of a rolling motion that can pull a kayak under. But in a place like the river, where on the sides of the river, the friction of the shallower bottom is slowing the river down, it can sometimes create those interesting eddy effects. So next time, look, you're out on the water near the river, near the Maritime Museum, check the tide. And especially on that ebb, you may see that eddy very clearly, a very interesting phenomenon of our amazing river. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.